Dean, in a way, is the most frustrating thing today the fact that you gave them a bit of a leg up in the first half?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I thought we started quite brightly. We, you know, fans got behind us. We've gone and got a cross in. Garzy got a header. And then it became a little bit of a containment job. But goals change games. And the first goal we gave away was, you know, dreadful. The second one, we made a mistake. Third one, we don't even lay a glove on them, you know, and... I didn't even see the fourth when I was turning around to speak to somebody. So, I, you know, and at half time you go in 4-0 down against, you know, a top quality team, and you know it's going to be a chasing experience after that.
It's a lot of it now about keeping this in isolation and not letting it affect what's going ahead with key games coming up.
Yeah, our season's not defined by playing against Manchester City and Liverpool. You know, we just were big contributors to our downfall today with the mistakes that we've made, and you know, the sixth goal with Courtney, he's got a simple pass to Tyrone, sums it up, to be honest.
In terms of some of the positives or things that you need to learn from this, Danny Drinkwater getting 75 minutes was as important as anything for him because he's had so little football.
Yeah, it is, and as I say, I thought he started the game quite crisply. He's going to improve us, that's for sure. I can see with the quality on he has on the ball. He's made a mistake for the second goal, but we've also made a mistake in trying to run the ball out as well. You know, and I can see what he brings to the team, and he's got a voice in the dressing room as well, and he'll be you know, a good leader in there.
If you don't get a striker in by next weekend, the one thing Anwar El Ghazi seemed to do those fundamentals of the job quite well. He held the ball up. There just wasn't a lot of support for him.
Yeah, I mean, one of my disappointments, we set a game plan out today, how we wanted to play against Man City. We knew they were a high-pressing team, and we kept playing in front of them and giving them the opportunity to win the ball back in our half. And I think after about 10 minutes, Tyrone Mings put a real big ball down in behind them. Neil Taylor went and chased it. We went and pressed them and won a throw-in, I think, in their final third. And, you know, that's what we wanted. If you're playing against a high-pressing team with a high back line, then you've got to use the space behind them, and we never done that well enough.
Just finally, how close to a bit of white smoke on a signing are you, particularly in terms of whether it be a strike or whether it be potentially a goalkeeper?
I don't know. I've been totally concentrating on this game, and you know, I've left the sporting director alone, and you know, we'll sit down and have a chat tomorrow.